So people are posting what they're doing for New Year's Eve.
Cool.
Yes. The Eagle actually in Toronto was really a couple of years ago. I went. It was weird. I was just before.
I'm sorry. I totally zoned out. What?
I went one New Year's Eve at the Eagle, and it was really interesting.
Your mouth was moving, and I just didn't understand any of the words that came out of it. I'm like, what the fuck?
They had a human buffet.
Yeah.
They had, so this hot guy was, and there was fruit and stuff covering him all over the place.
Boy, Robert did that at Claw last
year.
Yes. That's right, yeah. Oh, 10 more minutes, and then we get to go have a nap. So, you know what? What do you think, because you're going on with stuff about this year, you know, yeah. What are we, quote, thankful for and all that other. What was the best piece of advice that you got this year? It's just something to think about. Like, yeah, I'm putting you on the spot a little bit. Same, everybody in the chat room too. The best piece of advice that you think you got this year, what is it? And share it if you can, because I think that, you know, it's sometimes good advice that's hard to come by.
Not to do so much.
Who told you that?
A few people.
Yeah, really. Pretty well everybody we meet.
And
to try to step back a little bit,
and just because
we got another event this year that we're doing too.
Seem
Fuck.
To be doing, I don't know. We are that we're always volunteering and doing something and being part of and
yeah,
stuff.
I agree.
And it's hard for us to say no. And then we get like we are now. It's the end of the year, and you're tired. So it's
I would
just
say burnt out,
but do a little less. I mean, we're lucky, though. I've learned I do now what I enjoy doing,
mm-hmm.
and if I don't like doing it, I'm not going to do it.
Well, I mean, that's like when we run the dungeon at the point for the pansexual weekend, I enjoy doing that.
Yeah.
And I mean, last year, I didn't even have you run a shift, did I? You didn't run a shift last year, did you?
No, because I was getting ready with. That's no, I had one shift.
Did you?
I did have
and
one
I,
shift.
And I ran, yeah. And I mean, I don't mind sitting in there. I kind of enjoy DMing because it's, you know what, even I learned stuff. And I like to watch how other people, their techniques. And it was interesting, actually.
Yeah.
To watch, I think, I like the interaction between Lady Joan, Lisa, and the other individual, won't say his name out loud. I thought it was interesting interesting because you know this person as somebody whom they are in the park, and then all of a sudden it's like, holy fuck, he's a boy. Like, and it was like, wow, and he was. Okay, we got a couple things. Not everyone can be saved or helped, and you know what, boy Ty? Not everybody wants to be saved or helped. Some people just don't.
Yep.
You know? What do we got? Pup Loki, to be more honest with yourself so you can figure out whom you are. Yes, I think I gave that one. Mojo, to relax and not work as much. That's a big one for you, boy. Definitely. I'm trying to think of what mine would be. I don't know. I know I've gotten a lot of really, really, really good advice this year. There's just a lot of it. I think something that you said, Sir Mark, actually was one of the ones. I forgot talking about, and when you told me it's all about you, everything is all about you, and I'm like, you're right, it is. I think that was really good advice. No, I'm kidding. He's like, what the fuck? Wow, you're just not right away again. I think when we talked about, I think we were talking, it probably came about from doing the show, when we were talking about how different people play and everything else, and really, I can't say I guess it's advice. I think it's just, you know, something that made me think, which was, you know what, not everybody plays at the same level, right? And that's really true. It is true, and you don't have to all be at the same level, because it would be pretty boring, I think, right?
Yeah, because we all have something different to offer.
Yeah.
And if everybody's into the same thing or has the same thing to offer, it's going to be, okay, well, what the fuck are we going to do now?
Yeah, really. Yeah, no, that's just one. That's one of those ones too. No, like everybody doesn't have to be the same. You know, being a little bit different is okay.
Yeah.
So, well, we have had I had a pretty okay weekend.
Yeah. No, the weekend was good. I'm tired. Yeah. Last night was great. I'm glad that I get kind of a day off. Tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, just don't do no painting. Just hang out.
Well, now my painting's done, so at least on the 26th, I won't have to do that.
I thought you said you had to put another coat.
That's going to be happening tomorrow.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, yeah. So, yeah, we'll have a nice brand new bathroom for all the peeps coming for New Year's.
Yes.
I think, yeah, New Year's, that's going to be the next big one. If you want to have a look at some of the pictures from last night's event, go ahead and go on Facebook. I think I have some posted on mine. I'm not sure Boy Neil has posted any yet, if he even has any. Chantel Cartier has posted some. Excuse me. Yeah. I just looked at Santa's naughty list. Amazingly, it's almost identical to my friend's list. That's cute. All right. What about Boy Neil? Boy Neil, are you still in the chat room? Yeah, there you are. What was? Do you think the best piece of advice or something that you heard, and it doesn't necessarily have had to come from Sir Mark or I, just anybody, that kind of made you go, yeah, you know what? I'd love to hear what yours would be. Be interesting.
And I just find too, it's like we need. The world needs to slow down a little bit and enjoy what you have now instead of trying to just get there or get the next thing.
What's that?
We seem to forget that we're so busy trying to get somewhere.
But where is that?
That's it. Half the time we don't know.
No.
Or to buy the next thing or to fix instead of enjoying what we have in the now.
I agree.
And because, I mean, I can't believe that 2012 is gone.
I can't believe 2011 is gone, let alone 2012. I'm still fucking back there somewhere.
You know,
I haven't caught up.
It's crazy.
And, you know, and that's something that I've started to do with work now is, you know, I don't need to work the 60 hours anymore. I don't, and I'm sorry, I know it's pissed some people off at work, but too fucking bad. You know what? I work to live. I don't live to work, you know? And I've been trying not to put any more than 35 or 40 to 45 hours in a week. That's it. I mean, to me, it pays the bills. And, I mean, yeah, we don't get, you know, tons of extra stuff. I mean, I could put in 60. The government's going to take half of it anyways. Like, I mean, I'm not gaining that much by working those extra hours.
Nope.
So, and it has been nice that I get home at 3 or 4 o'clock in the day. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to come home at 5 o'clock at night, and I've been at work for 12 hours, so.
And if people, too, I think, realize that you can do so much without having to spend a lot of money.
Agreed.
I mean,
Agreed.
You can just cook a simple dinner or go for a walk or a nice drive when the weather is nice or just spend time with people you actually like.
True.
It doesn't have to cost a lot, you know.
No, that's very, very true.
So.
Well,
and just say, you know, one thing this year, you know, when you see your friends, let them know what they mean to you and say thank you for a great year. I think a lot of time people forget to say that. And by saying that, you may just give that person the little lift that they need.
To say what to who?
Say thank you. I'm glad you're my friend and you're still in my life or part of my life. Because I think a lot of people won't ask or don't hear that often enough.
You know what? I can see that. I can see that. It's always nice to hear that you're appreciated. Is it not?
Yes. Oh, I'm just trying to read what's...
What?
Okay.
So for absent friends.
So short commercial and then we'll be back.
Well, sign off.
We're signing up?
Yeah, we're going to sign off.
Okay, everybody. Merry Wolfmas, and you have a safe week. And remember...
And Mojo, soon Mark will send you some pictures of the new bathroom.
Yeah, of the new bathroom and some pictures of last night if you check on Facebook. But everybody, just remember, it's been a great year. We're glad you're part of our family and our friends. And let's continue to have fun and to be kinky.
Okay. And okay. Eat lots of bacon.
Bacon, woof.
Woof.
Good night, everybody. Have great New Year's, and
see you back in a couple weeks.
Mess. Sounds good.
Woof.
The bus that ambles down the street.